to just make sure they come into it nice and steady. We've seen what LMA can do on Apocalypse against a very, very good team, and what we've seen them do yesterday, 135 points on the board before their opponents even got a sniff.
Yeah, it was a horrible time for Wolves, that much was for sure. Elevate, this is no surprise to anybody at home, their pick in towards this best of five. So if Galarus can come out swinging here, if this is the hard point maybe that you can steal away, there's a lot of Fury Craft Inc here, that would be a phenomenal start to this semi-final. It is going to be Galarus, though, kicking things off first here, and of course, Titan, most importantly, they are on the better side of the map for the rotation towards New when it inevitably gets there.
Yeah, and it really can help when it does come down to this map specifically. We know how strong that P2 can be, and getting yourself a nice little lead on this map is nothing that you want to try and turn down when you do get that opportunity. So let's see if Galarus can keep hold of those spawns. And I think for them, it has to be their concentration, but you can't just put all your eggs in that basket. You still have to fight for P1 time, which is what Elevate are doing. They already have 20 on the board.
Yeah, now the start of challenge for New, though.
Spawn out.
Already pushing through, yeah, spawn out coming through from Hen. So if you want to have Galarus, you need to hold on. Focke, a lot to do around this back line. And if you're Focke, I think you just kind of wait for a bit of reinforcements here. You will soon be challenged by Elevate. If you can win these gunfights as well, that would be everything. Surely not Susano too. No, that's a little bit too much to ask for, and with that, Elevate should have the spawns.
So the advantage that Galarus would have had heading into this map, already gone. A P2 rotation, fully belonging to the side of Elevate, 33 points on the board, but then that is going to grow substantially. Unless Galarus can find a way through, Hen and Lucasjin starting to combine well, and be a push through from the middle of the map. They're trying to get a hold of the spawns towards the back. Big gunfights coming in, and they can just about win them. So Galarus have an opportunity here. Spawns coming in towards the back. Elevate will be out for a few seconds, 40 seconds to go.
Spawns in. Galarus now have to hit this at the same time here, but you don't want to funnel all into the line of sights of Elevate here. Chloe already starting things off with that first kill through the smoke on the hunt for more. Kills starting to come through from Elevate now. Can Focke do anything with the R9? No. We'll get shut down, but those spawns still good for Galarus.
Still very close here, though, if you're the side of Elevate. They managed to get through the tomb side very, very quickly, but it will be a break for Galarus. They need to just pick up these kills on the secondary push. But this is only going to be for around 20 seconds. They've taken their time, did the right thing, but they need to make sure they get this time. They haven't quite got rid of Elevate yet.
Yeah, Elevate still fighting this one from the front. They have done enough to exactly push them out, but Elevate will hit this over and over again. Susano taking Pabzera down is now going to leave just one left inside the hardpoint. That's Focke, and they go as well. So Elevate happy with the control of this game thus far. Galarus, though, fighting two for now for that scrap time means that Elevate will actually have the first look at the new hardpoint here. Galarus now hoping that this flanking play from a couple of players is going to work out, because you're losing numbers around the front of the point. Those players in the flank were red as well. Elevate have just made the perfect rotation from P2 to V3.
Now we're seeing a really good reason as to why Elevate are considered one of the best teams in the game when it comes down to Apocalypse and just hardpoint in general. So fluid in their movement, and so efficient when they need to be. But it's a nice break coming in from Galarus, but we need to get themselves inside of the point here. 35 seconds remaining on P3. You can pick up some decent time here. It's not necessarily the biggest banker, but Elevate are going to go in there and prove otherwise. There's 4 or 5 kills falling their way. It's a complete team wipe. They get themselves back in. It feels like Galarus are sometimes finding the kills and not quite getting in the hill.
Yeah, and this has been a problem for Galarus in the past. I think, you know, back in even the Latin America SPS Season 5, it was a problem where maybe Galarus, I mean, the slaying has never been their issue, but maybe being effective, that slaying has been, and you can't do that against a squad like Elevate that are so damn potent in hardpoint. They are considered the best hardpoint team in the world for a reason. And right now, they're showing off against Galarus, an 80-point differential. I am feeling exactly the way I felt watching them versus Wolves in this map yesterday.
The growl out from Caleb. Trying to survive, and he is doing so. Susano there alongside of him. Yami, everybody just doing their jobs right now. Elevate are looking absolutely flawless here on Championship Sunday. 120 and rising. Elevate not struggling whatsoever. Galarus, we thought they may well come into this with another, I want to say, an impetus to try and find that map number one. They absolutely will have to, but they come out just a little flat.
Yeah, it comes down to those vetoes. We'll talk about that after this map is done and dusted, but I think Apocalypse was just such an uphill battle to kick off this series. It was always going to be. And Elevate, they know it. They're in commanding control of this game. Galarus haven't even had a sniff at really anything. This entirety of the game thus far, the slaying just has not been there. Lucasin is trying to catch up at 15, but you've got the likes of PJ and Chloe, 18 apiece, 19 now for PJ. Elevate are outslaying them at every single turn. And Galarus, I mean, they just have absolutely nothing to say about it.
They've been beaten to a pulp across the entirety of Apocalypse so far. But if we put it into context, yes, okay, they may find themselves around 140 seconds behind by the time we do get over to the second rotation. But a full 60 puts you back into this game and then some. Garrus need to find that slaying ability though. Starting to get a few operators a little bit later online, but they need to find some good time here at P1. They've got the spawns they want for P2. They need to make sure they keep a hold of them. Kendi trying to find something through the middle of the map. Yobby trying to get in there as well. They'll be pushing the issue for the spawns if they possibly can. Still spawning out if you are Elevate, but you're getting some crucial time.
Yeah, the thing is here, right, is you kind of can't focus too much on the spawns. There's still 40 seconds left in this hard point. So if you're Galarus, giving that 40 seconds away, I mean, it's basically a death sentence as far as the rest of this game is concerned. Elevate now managed to flip the spawns in their favor, and they're looking for the time as well. PJ doubling up the Purify. Galarus are in danger here. I mean, there's no point saying the differential between these two teams' scoreline right now, because it just continues to grow by the second.
Every single time you think Galarus may have found a break, you look up to the top of your screens and see still 23 points on the board. They've barely got a second over the last three hills. Elevate really starting to run away with this one if they weren't already. P2 rotation belongs to them. Every single thing that could be going right for Elevate is...
Galarus not even able to look at the hard point right now. You want to hit this one as a team through the front. This needs to be a clean break right away. That's a great start. First kill on towards Yoppy is good. Maybe we can get the kills around the back line as well. Numbers not in favor of Elevate here as Elevate players don't start to spawn out. Kendi with the War Machine. What can you get done? A couple of players. You need to get Focke around the front though, and you do. That's going to allow the rest of your roster in now, but Galarus have flipped those spawns.
Galarus have managed to get themselves 2 seconds over the last three or four hills, and now Kalo's just trying to put the ping down again. Make it three. Looks for the fourth. Can't find it. Elevate are now finding themselves 25 seconds away. They can win it at the second iteration of P2.
This is insane for the start of a semi-final here. Elevate are putting the pain down on Galarus. Pabzera, couple of kills though. Galarus trying to hold on here. Elevate, they're still looking at a contest, because why not at this stage of the game? Pabzera will find more with that War Machine. Elevate can't finish things here regardless, but Yoppy and PJ, the stops are getting it done for Elevate. They want to get this time.
Galarus have to rotate, they have to find something, but they have to find a miracle. It's not even a minor one at this stage. They are so far behind. They're about to possibly get 40 point clubbed if they can't find a rotation over towards P3, which is about to pop in 8 seconds. Elevate have just been indomitable throughout the entirety of the map, and this is the hallmark of a champion team. They have been insane from the word go.
And what do you say? Elevate just 11 seconds away from putting a snap in map number one versus Galarus. Your people find a couple of kills. There's the openers here. Galarus, what do you got to say for yourselves here? Elevate just a few seconds away. Trades in favor of Elevate. Focke, can he do anything? No. Shut down for the two-piece from Susano. There's Klo as well. Elevate looking to close out this game right here, right now. An insatiable start at this best of five.
That is a beating. Truly a beat.
This level, mind you, even at any level, right, I think we've seen all year. I don't think we've seen anything like that. Even in like the open finals of challenge season, of North America or Europe, something like that. That never happens. And that goes to show you just how good Elevate are, not just at Hardpoint, but specifically at Apocalypse. They showboated it yesterday versus Wolves. Today, I mean, it's even worse.
I think Galarus would have been heading into this map knowing to themselves, like, right, okay, this is going to be a tough one, absolutely. I don't think they would have thought they would have got beat 250 to 40, though.